The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to the Barnett Center on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen as we bring you the final night of the high school basketball season, as we bring you the third place and championship games of the State B basketball tournament on KPLO. Our first game tonight is the matchup for third place as the Aberdeen Christian Knights take on the White River Tigers. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Potsba Agency State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our matchup for third place tonight between Aberdeen Christian and White River is also brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, the Wigwam, Roundup Bar and Grill, Cherrytown Electric, Krogman Law Office, and Sweet Spot America. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Aberdeen Christian plays White River for third. Aberdeen Christian, the number two overall seed of the State B, defeats Ethan on Thursday by a final of 57-47, losing to DeSmet in the second semifinal matchup last night, 46-31. It was the final score in that ball game. They take on the White River Tigers, who are 20-5 on the season. Victory over Faith in the opening round, 72-56. White River, who came in as the number five overall seed, knocking off fourth seed Faith. They came up on the short end of a verdict to Lower Brule last night, the number one seed in this State B tournament. Final score in that ball game, 57-49. As White River looking for their 21st win of the season, Aberdeen Christian coming into the contest with a record of 22-3. And of course, we'll have the championship game later. Lower Brule taking on DeSmet, the Bulldogs, in the state championship game for the third year in a row. Lower Brule for the second, a rematch of last year's state championship game that was won by DeSmet. Lower Brule wanted another opportunity, and here they are as they take on the DeSmet Bulldogs for the State B title. But we expect a good one here. Aberdeen Christian and White River, a matchup that is a rematch of a game that happened back on the 21st of January at the Hanson Classic. And Aberdeen Christian came away that night with an 87-68 victory over White River, one of their five losses during the regular season. This is the pregame brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Of course, we have live video and audio for you on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. And for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated brackets, scores, and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. And all of the games broadcast live as well on television. The Class AA tournament on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB3 TV, and the Class B basketball tournament on SDPB2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap what happened in the afternoon session here at the B and also in the AA and the A. A thriller for the Peer Governors in the Consolation Championship game. That and much, much more, including a conversation with Eldon Marshall, is on the way. Let's break for 3 minutes on KPLO.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Beth Eliason and Gregory, Potsdam State Farm and Pier, or visit insuredwithbecky.com.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lane serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lane's in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2023 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. The inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, planters, they can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Counting down the minutes at the Barnett Center here in Aberdeen as we get ready for this third place game of the State B Boys basketball tournament. A very good crowd filling in on a cold Saturday evening in March as Mother Nature just will not give up. And that hasn't slowed down these fans here. We expect, as the crowd fills in, we expect more, and we'll be near capacity here at the Barnett Center before we get too deep into this third place contest between Aberdeen Christian and White River. Here's what happened to the AA tournament this afternoon out at the Summit Arena in the Monument in Rapid City. The seventh place contest, Sioux Falls Roosevelt and Washington, it was won by the Rough Riders as they defeat Sioux Falls Washington by a final of 58-56. Pierre Governors finished fifth in the state AA tournament. In double overtime, they outlast Harrisburg 68-67. The evening games, the third place contest at the AA tournament will feature Sioux Falls Jefferson taking on Sioux Falls Lincoln. The upsets, happen. It is Yankton and Mitchell who will play for the state AA title. And who'd have thought that, an all-ESD finale of the AA basketball season. State A tournament going on at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And seventh place was won by Hot Springs. They defeat Mount Vernon Plankington 60-50. The fifth place game was won by Sioux Valley, a low-scoring affair that saw Sioux Valley defeat St. Thomas More by a 34-33 score. The third place game is Hamlin taking on Elk Point Jefferson. The championship game, two colossal behemoth good basketball teams. Two of the Class A giants going to work tonight. Dakota Valley, 52 wins in a row. They take on Sioux Falls Christian, who is 21-4 on the season. The B tournament here in Aberdeen in the afternoon session, seventh place was won by Faith. They got the win 75-56 over Ethan. The Longhorns with a big fourth quarter. Castlewood finishes in fifth place. They come from behind to beat Byberg Hurley 46-41. White River, Aberdeen Christian in the third place game here tonight. And we will see them take on lower the championship game, Lower Brule versus DeSmet. Of course, we'll have that game for you on KPLO. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back and talk to Eldon Marshall of the White River Tigers. We'll do that after a two-minute break. This is coverage of the State B on KPLO.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in South Dakota needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Eldon Marshall of the White River Tigers, 57-49, a loss to Lower Brule. I thought that you two teams were matched up very well. It came down, in my mind, an offensive dry spell in the fourth quarter. I haven't said that much about a White River Tiger team in years, but you went a long time without a basket in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can attribute that to Lower Brule. You know, they're a very good team defensively throughout the game. You know, they caused turnovers for us in the first half. We had a battle back. We were able to get the lead at half, and you know, we still couldn't get in the rhythm offensively. You know, just couldn't get any like real good open looks, any rhythm whatsoever. And Joe scored, yeah, but you know, he couldn't get going. Nick couldn't get going. Gavin, Joe, TJ, you know, just making silly mistakes, uncharacteristic, I think, for us. But again, you got to attribute to Lower Brule there. Much respect to them, and you know how they played defense, and they played very well, and we didn't play to our best ability.
I thought you wanted to change the pace, force the tempo of the ball game, and they were trying to slow down. And it really, you know, part of it is being able to kind of exercise your will on one on the other. And they were able to play the pace of game where they wanted, where you couldn't get things going a little bit quicker. I think that would have helped you. I think if you would have been able to get that done.
Yeah, you know, just some, you know, have some things go our way. You know, some rebounds went their way, some loose balls again, you know, some shots, and that just gives you confidence throughout the game. And we just couldn't get that confidence that we needed and get over that hump and finish like we needed to. So, again, credit them, you know, but I credit our guys too for battling all the way to the end. You know, we couldn't quite make that comeback and couldn't finish it out, but our guys kept fighting all the way to the end.
Opportunity to play your final game of the season against a team that beat you earlier in the season at the Hanson Classic in Aberdeen Christian. This is a team that you want to be able to come back and see how you match up here. It kind of is a measuring stick of how your season has went.
Yeah, you know, that's they took it to us the first time. You know, they shot really well, and we like to think that since then we've improved, and we're going to see how much we've improved, and our guys have put in the work and the time, and we're going to see where we're at, and hopefully, you know, we're happy with the outcome.
And you always, it seemed like every year the advantage or the I guess the nice part about playing in a state tournament is you get to end the season on your terms. You and I've had this conversation years before. You brought a son off the court for the last time last year, and you're going to graduate some seniors that have been a big part of your program, and it's good to be able to get in a situation where you can kind of manage minutes and do what you want to do.
Yeah, definitely. Not many teams can say that they're playing one more game tonight. So we're a handful of teams that can do that. And we got a bunch of guys on our team that are a handful that have put in that time and work over the years, you know, our seniors. So really grateful to be able to coach those guys. And, you know, like I said, hopefully, you know, we get it. We have a game where we make things go our way, and you know, we get in a rhythm offensively, play some solid defense, rebound, and just play our style a game, and good things happen, and that's all we can hope for.
You get to regroup a little bit and think about things over the weekend, and Monday morning comes around, the quest for 19 continues. You've got a good crew coming back.
Yeah, we do, and you know, it's a great experience for them to be a part of this, and all our little managers running around. We got about 6-7 managers, you know, on the bench that are being a part of it, and that you know, are going to be hopefully a part of here in the future. So it's a great for our team and our school and our community to be here every year, and you know, hopefully we can make it happen again next.
That's Eldon Marshall, head coach of the White River Tigers. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at May Adam. As we prepare for pregame festivities and the announcement of our starting lineups, we will be back after this. Coverage of the State B-Boys basketball tournament will continue on KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown, and together we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Hello, here's to welcoming moments, big and small, embracing the unexpected, savoring life. At Avera, our nationally recognized health system will be right here with you, ready for anything. We listen to your goals and help you achieve them with care and coverage. We'll move you forward through sickness and health and every milestone in between. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/forward.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pier.
Time for starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters for the Aberdeen Christian Knights are as follows. At one guard, Andrew Brennan, a 5'10 senior. Malik Weaker, a 6'1 senior, at the other guard. 15 and 9 points, respectively, in the two games here at the State Bean. Jackson Isaac and Isaacson, a 6'3 senior, is the other, is a forward, along with Caden Clark. Clark is a 6'3 senior. The starting center for Aberdeen Christian is Ethan Russell. Russell is 6'7 senior. 13 points on Thursday. 8 points in the matchup against DeSmet yesterday evening. The Aberdeen Christian Knights, 22-3 on the season. They defeated Ethan 57-47. In the evening bracket on Thursday, losing to DeSmet last night. Final score in that ball game was 46-31. The head coach of the Aberdeen Christian Knights is Matt Rohrbach. For the White River Tigers, in one guard is Nick Marshall, a 6'1 junior, 21 points in the ball game against Faith on Thursday, was held to just 2 by the Lower Bull defense last night. Mackenzie Wyke, a 5'8 sophomore, will get the start at the other guard. 4 points and 2 points in his two state tournament games. Joe Seiler, the 6'4 senior, should make the all-tournament team. 24 points on Thursday, 28 points in the loss last night. Gavin Folkers, a 6'3 senior, is the other forward. He averages 3 points per ball game throughout this state tournament. TJ Baird, a 6'4 senior, he scored 6 points in both of the state tournament games so far. He is a 6'4 senior. White River defeating Faith 72-56 Thursday afternoon. Losing to Lower Brule last night, 57-49, the final score in that ball game. And White River enters the contest with a record of 20-5. Their head coach is Eldon Marshall. Finally, in the pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials for this third place game of the State B: Andrew Kellenberger, Brandon Kemp, and Brandon Deutsch. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. And here is the tip. It is controlled by White River. Brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com as we have a whistle and a foul called on the Knights, and it will be on Andrew Brennan, the senior, with his first personal foul. And White River will again inbound it early in this opening quarter as we look for our first points. The inbounds comes to White. Now Marshall with it. Nick in the lane. Nowhere to go. They kick it to Seiler on the wing left side. He works against a man-to-man as they bring it back to the top of the key. Plenty of time on the shot clock as the Tigers go to White. Out front, Seiler and around the horn. To the right side, Marshall. Nick will hang on to the dribble. He gives it off now to Seiler. Seiler will clear out and do what he does on the wing. Shot clock winding down. The skip pass. Seiler to Folkers for three. Shot is no good. Seiler will get the offensive rebound. Again, it's Folkers. Back out front, Marshall. He'll try to attack the rim, but good defense there by Aberdeen Christian. Pull-up jumper is blocked. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Caden Clark with the defensive play as the Aberdeen Christian Knights work with it. Malik Weaker around the perimeter to the wing left or right side. Jumper by Jackson Isaacson is no good. And both teams come away empty in their first possession of this opening quarter. Seiler on the left side, way out high, will catch a screen from up top. Drives away from the defense, pulls up for three. It's too strong, no good. Rebound backside, TJ Barrett. And now Marshall attacks the rim. Passes off to Barrett, and the layup is good. Marshall got in the air and realized that he was not going to be able to get a shot off, so he found TJ Barrett in the lane and leaves it off to him for an easy two. And White River has an early lead, and Aberdeen Christian loses the basketball out of bounds. Their first turnover of the ball game. Jackson Isaacson, I think, was looking for a place to pass the basketball and didn't make the catch. Ball goes out of bounds. It belongs to White River. The Tigers work with a 2-0 lead. Crowd continuing to file in. To check out this third place game and also see that championship game upcoming. Bounce pass Seiler, stolen away. Aberdeen Christian turns over White River for the first time tonight. And here are the Knights as they try to work inside. Russell on the block, working against Marshall. Kicks inside. Nice pass. Shot won't go. Rebound is loose. It's out of bounds. And it belongs to White River. 5:44 remains in the opening quarter. Both teams off to somewhat of a slow start. And for both of these teams, you talk about teams or games that are tough to play in a state tournament. The third place game may be as tough as any. Personally, for me, you play those Thursday evening games and then have to come back and play in the afternoon. It's very tough on the kids, but this third place game sometimes gets off to a little bit of a slow start, but White River works inside. The turnaround is up, no good. The rebound cleared away by Aberdeen Christian. They're still looking for their first points of the ballgame. Brennan up the floor to the rim. Shot there is no good. Rebound is kept alive, though. Jackson Isaacson with it. On the block, Caden Clark. Clark will work inside. Nice pass. Shot blocked. Marshall makes the defensive play, and here we go. Seiler to the rim, and he puts it home. Joe Seiler will score the basket to make it 2-2 as Aberdeen Christian works with it to the corner. A three taken. It's up, no good. Knights with the offensive rebound. Nice pass down low and putting it up and in. Ethan Russell, the 6'7 senior, with his first two and the first two for Aberdeen Christian. 4-2 White River. We work our way to the halfway mark of this opening quarter. The media timeout will come at the next dead ball. Here's Marshall down low. Seiler in traffic. Goes up strong. Shot is no good. He'll get his own rebound. Put it up and in. That basket will count, and a foul is called. As Joe Seiler. The foul is going to be whistled on Caden Clark. That will be his first personal foul, and that brings us to the media timeout with 4:23 remaining in the opening quarter. It is 6-2 White River. We'll be back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Gift cards are great things to give as gifts. But when someone tells you you need to use a gift card to pay for something you owe, like utilities, taxes, and other fees, red flags should go off and it should cause you to stop and think. Most legitimate companies will never tell you to pay with a gift card. Before you go to purchase these gift cards, please call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986 and let them check things out for you so you're not out of your hard-earned money.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today as we go back to the free throw line. And Joe Seiler at the stripe trying to complete the three-point play and the free throw. It's good. So Seiler with five of seven of the seven White River points in this opening quarter. We work to the four-minute mark remaining. It is 7-2 White River. Now Aberdeen Christian loses the basketball out of bounds again. Mackenzie Wyke makes the defensive play for the Tigers. He did a great job on the defensive end, slowing down Gavin Thigh last night. Did a nice defensive play there. Just pesky and got a hand on the basketball and forced the turnover. Here's White River. Seiler on the move. As he goes back out front, telegraph pass, it's stolen, and here we go. Jackson Isaacs into the rim. Layup good. I wondered if he had the hops, but with three games in as many days, perhaps not. He'll lay it up and in. White River's second turnover of the ball game, and it is 7-4. White River's lead is at three. Here is Marshall. Folkers, three ball, money. White River 10, Aberdeen Christian 4. As up and down we go here in this opening quarter, we talked about the sluggish start. Both of these teams kind of getting locked in a little bit now as the Knights work around the perimeter. Ethan Russell, three is up short. Rebound White River. Here come the Tigers. They'll try to run. It's Marshall in the open floor. Marshall will drive. Leaves it for Seiler. Three is taken. That is in and out and around and down. That caught every side of the rim and then the bottom. And Joe Seiler off to a hot start for White River. He has 8 points, and it is 13-4. The White River lead is 9 now. Inside of 3 minutes remain in the quarter. Andrew Brennan on the left side. Jackson Isaacson back out front. Brennan for three. That shot is no good. White River again with good position on the glass as they score it. Here is Seiler the other way. Seiler will push. Gets to the baseline left side. Kick out Folkers. The three is short. Rebound Jackson Isaacson, and here comes Aberdeen Christian. 13-4, White River leads. 2.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. The game for third place of this State B basketball tournament. Caden Clark on the wing right side and back to the top. Here's Andrew Brennan. Brennan will try to work. Goes to the corner. Malik Weaker with a long jumper that's up and good. That'll be a three for Weaker, the 6'1 senior, with his first field goal, 13-7. White River's lead is 6. We are inside of 2 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Marshall Seiler overloading the left side, back out front, shot clock at 18 for the Tigers. Marshall will give it off to Mackenzie White. He hands it off to Joe Seiler. Shot clock at 7 now. Seiler will try to work. He'll cross over, and they're going to call an illegal screen. Mackenzie Wyke with the personal. That will be his first. The illegal screen is the third turnover for White River. And into the ballgame for Aberdeen Christian, Connor Furman, 6'5 sophomore. This Aberdeen Christian squad with a lot of size, and they can bring a lot of size off the bench as well. They can go 6'5", 6'4", 6'4 off the bench if they choose to do so. They went 7 deep last night. Furman was one of them. Here it's Jackson Isaacson. They will post up Ethan Russell. Double team. They'll send it back out front. Attacking the rim. Shot is up and no good. Foul called on White River. As free throws are upcoming, the Tigers commit their first team foul. And it's on TJ Barrett. Second team foul, pardon me, for White River. And free throws are upcoming for Malik Weaker. Shooting two, the 6'1 senior put the first one up and no good. A 13-7 White River lead with a minute 16 remaining in quarter number one. Here's the second free throw. That one is up and good. And the lead for White River is five as Seiler brings the basketball across half court. Screen out front. Double team comes. Seiler dribbles away from it. A third defender comes. Seiler will still go to the rim. Puts the shot up. No good. He'll get his own rebound. He'll fake. He'll fire. He'll score. Joe Seiler with 10 first quarter points. 15-8. As Aberdeen Christian works with it. Open look. Left side. Three taken. It's up good. From the right side, Jackson Isaacson drops it home. 15-11. As we wind down here in the quarter, it is Marshall. Turnaround is up good. Nick Marshall with his first basket this evening. 17-11 White River. Shot clock is off here as Aberdeen Christian pushes it into the front court. Russell, left side Weaker. Back to the top of the key as Weaker plays catch with Jackson Isaacson. Now Isaacson will hold it along the left sideline. Shot clock or game clock at 10. As Isaacson gets a look, tries the three, it rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Barrett. Now it's Marshall that'll push with two, with one. Marshall with the floater, good! And Nick Marshall hits a buzzer beater to push the lead to eight at the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online and anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. White River 19, Aberdeen Christian 11. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2023 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. The inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, planters, they can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, power and precision to grow.
The Knights of Aberdeen Christian with the basketball as we start the second quarter. It's 19-11, White River leading. And here is a corner three that is up no good by Malik Weaker. White River will get the rebound. TJ Barrett will push it across half court. Here is Nick Marshall. Deep left corner, he'll try to drive. Good position there. Marshall will spin. He'll drive. He'll fire, and he traveled. And for White River, turnover number four in this first half. And I think as far as the pace of this ball game, this is probably a pace that fits more of what White River wants to do. And they'll live with a few turnovers here and there as long as they're able to get some transition looks at the basket, which they have here in this first half. Down low, this is Connor Furman in the lane. The turnaround is up good. Check the basket. It's on Caden Clark, who picks up his first of the ball game. It was Furman who gave the basketball up. Clark scores the two, his first of the ball game, to make it 19-13. And here's Mackenzie Wyke back out front. Marshall to the rim. Shot is good. No, wave it off. He traveled. So another turnover for White River, their fifth. And Aberdeen Christian, you could say, gets a defensive stop. as the Knights bring the basketball across half court. They'll try to work things offensively as they go to the corner. This is Ethan Russell. He's bumped and a foul called. Gavin Folker is with the personal. That is his first. It will be his third, or it'll be the third team foul on White River. It will be the first on Folker's as Aberdeen Christian will again will inbound it. 6.5 minutes remain in the half. Back around the perimeter it comes. Weaker, right side, fakes the three, gets inside the arc, drives and fires and scores the two. He has a half dozen points in the first half. 19-15, that 8-point lead that White River had to close out the opening quarter has been cut in half as White River looks for their first points of quarter number two. Here's TJ Barrett, Nick Marshall, Seiler on the wing right side, working against double coverage. He'll fake, he'll fire, shot is no good. The foul's going to be called. We're going to see three free throws for Joe Seiler. Andrew Brennan with his second personal foul. It will be the third team foul for Aberdeen Christian. Again, Joe Seiler faked the three, got the defender in the air, and then was able to follow through with the shot attempt. First of three free throws is up and good. Seiler with free throw number two. That one is up good. Joey Johnson, a 6'4 junior, will check into the contest for Aberdeen Christian. And here is the second free throw, or third free throw, pardon me, for Joe Seiler, and that is up and good as well. Substitutions as Evanston Wright checks into the contest. Mackenzie Wyke will check out. Wright with 11 points on Thursday. He made some big shots against Faith, especially in the first half of that ballgame. Had 8 points in the contest against Lower Brule yesterday. He has came off the bench and played well for this White River squad. Lead is at 7 for the Tigers at 22-15. 5:45 remains in the half, and here a traveling violation as Malik Weaker is called for the extra step, and that is the third turnover of the ballgame for Aberdeen Christian. 22-15 White River, 5:40 remains in the half. White River, in the last couple possessions, been a little more deliberate with the basketball. Marshall walks it across half court. Folker's left side, back to the top, Marshall. Nick will drive, gets to the rim, shot no good. The rebound, Aberdeen Christian. The Knights get the defensive stop, and here is Malik Weaker as he brings it across half court. Weaker will drive, he'll fire, and the shot is no good. The rebound out of bounds to White River. And more substitutions in the ballgame. Jackson Isaacson checks back into the ballgame. Connor Furman is back in there. And Caden Clark, who was not on the bench for very long, is back in the ballgame for Aberdeen Christian. 22-15 White River, 5:10 remains until halftime. As the Tigers slowly bring it across half court. Seiler off of a screen will drive right. Shakes and bakes, feeds it to the corner. It's Folkers. Now Seiler. He'll face up his defender and bury the three. Joe Seiler feeling it here in this first half. 25-15 White River. 4:45 remains until the halftime break. It's around the perimeter we go. And Aberdeen Christian three that's up good. And that comes from the 6'7 senior Ethan Clark. It's 25-18 now. Seiler in the lane. Seiler fakes, fires, shot is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Aberdeen Christian. And Joe Seiler, who is playing his final high school basketball game, getting some work done, as he is already in double figures and will be to the free throw line when we come back. It's a media timeout. 25-18 White River. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We would like to say hello and thank you to those of you joining us worldwide on our website, drgnews.com. We have live video streaming of this third-place game of the State B-Boys Basketball Tournament, and we'll also archive this for you on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. And for full coverage of the High School Boys Basketball Championships and for the updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/basketball. All the games will be broadcast live as well as on television. Class AA on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB3 TV, and the Class B tournament is on SDPB2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. Joe Seiler, 4 of 4 at the free throw line as he shoots two here, and the first one is up good. Already 17 points in the ball game for the 6'4 senior. The second free throw is up. That one is good. He hits them both. And the Tigers and Joe Seiler, 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. The Tiger lead is 9, which is their biggest lead of the basketball game. Here's Aberdeen Christian on the wing as they work it inside. Shot there is up and good. Putting it in, Ethan Russell. Russell now has 7 points in the ball game. It's 27-20, halfway through this second quarter. Marshall out front and to the right side. Wright runs off a screen. Now they go high post. Barrett, backdoor cut. Barrett doesn't pull the trigger on the pass. It's out front to Marshall now as Nick will try to operate off of a screen out front. Marshall has nowhere to go. They give it off to Seiler. Seiler, kick out Folkers with three, with two. Marshall tries a three that's blocked. He gets the ball back and tries a wild shot that doesn't draw iron, and that is a shot clock violation on White River. Good defense there by Aberdeen Christian. They get a basket on their previous possession, get the defensive stop, and try to draw closer here as they operate at a seven-point deficit. 27-20, White River leading. Jackson Isaacson left wing. They go to Malik Weaker. Down low, Caden Clark. The senior will deal the kick out, and back out front it comes. And into the lane is Weaker. He'll send it back to the corner, and a three taken. That is up good. Andrew Brennan puts it up and in. That is the fourth three of the first half for Aberdeen Christian. 27-23. 3 minutes remain until halftime. Here is Marshall in the lane. Back it comes to Wright. Now Marshall on the wing right side. Early in the shot clock for the Tigers. High post, it comes to Folkers. The back cut and the kick ball. There defensively for Aberdeen Christian with Ethan Russell. Actually, that was Andrew Brennan chasing the play. And now White River will inbound on the baseline as it comes to Barrett. Now Marshall with it. He's left open in the corner. Tries a three that is no good. Aberdeen Christian will get the rebound and head the other way. Up the right or left sideline, it's Weaker. And he'll try an off-balance shot that is no good. Rebound tipped to the half-court line. And Aberdeen Christian runs it down. And with a new shot clock, they'll reset things. 27-23 White River. Working to the two-minute mark of this first half. Weaker on the right side. White River, as you would expect in a man-to-man, pass down low, Ethan Russell in the block, on the block, ball is knocked away, and a defensive play for White River. Here is Marshall the other way, quick step to the rim, shot is up and no good. We're going to have a foul called on Aberdeen Christian, and it'll be on Jackson Isaacson. Isaacson with his first. It'll be his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 for Aberdeen Christian. Kenzie White checks in. Everstein Wright checks out. White River with the basketball, leading by 4 with 2:02 remaining in the half. Seiler will inbound. It goes to Marshall. Nick will try to create in the lane, but good position defense there. Back out it comes to Seiler. Plenty of time for the Tigers to wait, and now out front a reach, and a foul is going to be called on Andrew Brennan, and that's personal foul number 3. And you can see that Brennan's job is to try to slow down and keep up with Joe Seiler, and Joe has been making him work. His substitutions, well, they're going to let him come into the ballgame. They will not. Ellis Russell was at the scorer's table. White River already had the basketball and was ready to put it in play, so he will set. Tigers will put it in play, and now a foul is going to be called away from the ball. An illegal screen going to be called on the Tigers. It's going to be on T.J. Barrett, I believe. That will be the 7th turnover for White River, and if there was anything we could do to maybe nitpick at the performance of the Tigers in this opening half, it would be in the turnover department. But they have shot the ball well, they have rebounded well, and they've came out with good energy in this third-place ball game. Still leading 27-23. Minute 40 remains in the first half as Aberdeen Christian works with it. Isaacson left side, weaker, pull-up jumper short. Offensive rebound, Brennan down low, shot is good. Ellis Russell actually with the bucket, making 27-25. That's as close as Aberdeen Christian has been. Here is Marshall to the rim. The layup no good. Rebound pulled down by Jackson Isaacson. He'll go the other way. Weaker on the move. Step back, gives it up. Pass down low. Russell with the shot that is no good. White River will get the rebound, and here come the Tigers in a hurry. Final minute of the first half. Here is Seiler. With the pull-up, it is good. It rolled around for a while, but did drop through, and Seiler with a big first half. As he has scored 20, 29-25. The White River lead at 4. Time for one more possession for each team as the Knights will work with it. Weaker left corner. And out front, the ball stolen away. Marshall with the steal. And he'll go the length of the floor and score the 2. 5th turnover for Aberdeen Christian. And Nick Marshall with 6 points in the first half to add to the scoring total for White River. They almost steal another one. They do steal another one. Lead pass to Marshall. Layup no good. And Aberdeen Christian dodges a bullet there. The final seconds of the half. Weaker with a nice round-the-back move. Kicks to the corner. And a shot by Ethan Russell. No good. And it would not have counted anyway. And a White River defensive surge allows them to push the lead to 6 at the halftime break. It is White River 31, Aberdeen Christian 25. Scoreboard. From Darren Boyle Sales, check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Halftime report from Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The
staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the SDHSAA.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Aberdeen Christian trails White River here at the halftime break. This is the game for third place of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament Championship game. The Smet versus Lower Brule rematch of last year's state championship game is coming up next. We look at this ball game with the official statistics. White River shooting the ball well, 11 of 23 from the field, shooting 48%. Aberdeen Christian, 10 of 23 from the field as they shoot 44%. We talked about White River with a rebounding advantage. They've had five offensive rebounds. They also had 14 total rebounds to just 11 for White River. And Aberdeen Christian had won the turnover battle until they turned it over on back-to-back possessions as time wound down in the second quarter. White River was able to get one basket out of it. They did not get a second layup, but they were able to extend the lead to six at 31-25. As we look at individual scoring for Aberdeen Christian first, all five starters have scored. The 6'7 senior Ethan Russell with 7 points. Malik Weaker with 6, 5 for Jackson Isaacson, 3 for Andrew Brennan, 2 for Caden Clark. Ellis Russell off the bench has scored 2 points in the ballgame for Aberdeen Christian as well. The Knights went to the free throw line twice in the first half. They were 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 first half turnovers for Aberdeen Christian. For White River, Joe Seidler with 20 first half points. All-time scoring record, consolation play, the state boys basketball tournament, State B boys basketball tournament. Back in 07, Louis Krogman scored 50. Seiler with 20 points at the half. Nicholas Marshall with 6. Gavin Folkers with 3. And TJ Barrett with 2. And a total of 31 for White River. Tigers go to the free throw line 6 times in the first half. And they were 6 of 6 from the free throw line. And they wind up with 7 turnovers in the first half of basketball. In the Class A tournament at the Denny Sanford Premier Center, Hamlin in the third place game leading Elk Point Jefferson. They are at halftime 26-16. The AA tournament, of course, an hour behind. They will tip off here in roughly 15 minutes between Sioux Falls Jefferson and Sioux Falls Lincoln. Yankton and Mitchell in the AA championship later this evening. Dakota Valley and Sioux Falls Christian will be the matchup for the State A championship. And here in the State B, a rematch of last year, the number one seed Lower Brule taking on the third seed of the State B, DeSmet. We'll have that contest once this one is completed. And, of course, we would like to invite you to join us for our live video. Anybody around the world can check out our live video at the KPLO page at drgnews.com. We have video and audio. We'll archive it for you as well. It will be available for your viewing pleasure at drgnews.com. And for full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated brackets, scores, and photos, visit svpb.org/basketball. All the games will be broadcast live as well on television. Class A on SDPB1, Class A on SDPB3, and Class B on SDPB2. So join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. It is a 31-25 score. As we get ready to start the second half, White River will have the basketball. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle as we get ready to start the second half. And before we do, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the State B on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Drive sober or get pulled over.
White River with the basketball as we start the second half. Marshall, Wyke, Seiler, Folkers, and Barrett will start the second half. As Joe Seiler receives the basketball and brings it across the half-court stripe, working against Andrew Brennan. Seiler will pull up from 10. Shot is no good. Rebound to Aberdeen Christian. Malik Weaker across half-court. Strong to the rim. That shot is swatted by T.J. Barrett. Aberdeen Christian heads the other way and getting to the rim. This is Ethan Russell, and he will draw a foul. He'll get free throws as the foul called. Mackenzie Wyke who will pick up the personal foul. Ethan Russell will shoot a pair of free throws. Change the foul. It's on Seiler. It will be his first. Either way, it's the first team foul of the second half for White River. 31-25. The lead belongs to the Tigers. The first free throw by Ethan Russell is up and no good. And now, we tried the second free throw here from Ethan Russell. It's up good. He'll hit one of two. Hit them both, actually, to make it 31-27. I was watching Eldon Marshall, who was trying to talk to one of the officials and get their attention. And in the meantime, he was told to get back into his coach's box. It's Joe Seiler with a baseline jumper that's up and good. He has 22 to make it 33-27. So he missed that first free throw here with a nice move to the rim by Andrew Brennan. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Aberdeen Christian. The kick out and the three is up short. This time, well, Seiler had it. It was stolen by Aberdeen Christian. And then they went out of bounds. So the ball will belong to the Tigers. 7:05 remains in the third quarter, 33-27. The prelim for the championship game, a rematch of last year's contest between DeSmet and Lower Brule. And we'll have that for you right here on KPLO. And again, available online at the website, drgnews.com. Here is Nick Marshall. Lob to Seiler on the block. He'll draw double coverage. He spins away from the defense. Pushes it back out front. Seiler with the screen. Marshall will drive. Back it comes to Seiler. Defender in his face. Seiler will step back. The three ball is up and no good. The rebound is pulled down by Malik Weaker. And here comes Aberdeen Christian. Trailing by a half dozen. They'll push it across to half court. Nice pass to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound Aberdeen Christian. The kick out and the three is up good from Andrew Brennan. 33-30, a one-possession game. First time that it has been that close in a while. As White River works, Marshall on the drive to the rim. Shot is up good. Nick Marshall with 8 points in the ball game. 35-30. Up and down we go here in this third quarter. The crowd continuing to slowly file in. The lower level here at the Barnett Arena is full. The upper level starting to fill up as well. Here is a corner three. Malik Weaker that's up good. That makes it 35-33. As again, a one-possession ball game. This time a two-point deficit as White River loses it. But Seiler with a hustle play keeps it alive. And now a foul called. And the personal is going to be on Jackson Isaacson. That will be his second personal foul, team foul number one of the half for Aberdeen Christian. And White River will look to put it in play once again, leading 35-33. 5:35 remains in the half. Marshall at the point will work to the right side. Bounce pass down low, T.J. Barrett. The defense had got away from him. Barrett goes to the rim. He'll score the two. The basket will count and a foul is called. The eyes of T.J. Barrett opened when he turned to face the basket, realized there was nobody there. As Aberdeen Christian got over there late and commits the foul, but Barrett had already scored the basket and had a chance at a three-point play as the free throw is up, and it is good. 38-33, White River back out in front by five as we work to the five-minute mark of this third quarter. Here's Andrew Brennan with the crossover. He'll try to get into the lane. Good defense on the part of White River, but they're going to call a reach on Nick Marshall as he reached in and picked up his first personal foul. It will be the second team foul in the half for White River. Aberdeen Christian will inbound at baseline left. As the inbound will come out front. And this is Malik Weaker. Weaker with the dribble to the top. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Aberdeen Christian. Put back good. Ethan Russell puts it up and in. 38-35. 5 minutes remain here in the third quarter. As White River across half court. Marshall. They'll redirect some traffic now as Beert will flash to the block. Now it's Seiler. He'll face the defender. The pull-up jumper is no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Aberdeen Christian. Chance for them to tie with a three. They've already hit a couple here in this third quarter. Weaker inside. Caden Clark. Clark double covered. Ball is knocked free and stolen. Marshall with it. Lead pass Seiler. He'll go strong to the rim and score. Joe Seiler with 24 points now, and it's 40-35 as we work to the halfway mark of quarter number three. The next dead ball will bring us to our media timeout. And here is Aberdeen Christian inside. Jackson Isaacson scoring a two. That time Aberdeen Christian just drew the defense, and Isaacson flashed to the rim and gets the easy two, his first points of the second half. A lot of balance with this Aberdeen Christian squad inside. Nick Marshall's shot no good. Already four different players have scored for Aberdeen Christian. And here's the Nick Marshall steal. He'll go to the rim and score. 42-37, the lead back to five. As up and down we go here in this third quarter. Mackenzie White playing defense out front on Andrew Brennan. Brennan to the lane, tries to feed inside, ball knocked free. Here's Jackson Isaacson to the corner. Brennan, he'll attack. Shovel pass inside, a tough spot, nearly stolen, but Malik Weaker gets an opportunity, and he'll drain the three. Mackenzie White went for the steal, and that left Weaker wide open, and he hits his second three of the quarter. Here's Joe Seiler for three. That shot is up good. Joe Seiler with 27, and it's 45-40. And up and down we go, and a foul on the backcourt. Mackenzie White with his third personal foul, and that brings us to the media timeout. 2:58 remains in the third quarter of the third-place game of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. White River 45, Aberdeen Christian 40. And we will pause for 1 minute on KPLO.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
2:58 remains in the third quarter. 45-40 is our score as White River leading Aberdeen Christian. I think with the exception of a couple different lead changes as we first started the ballgame, White River has led. In fact, White River has led since the opening tip when they scored first. They have had a 10-point, or they did have a 10-point lead. That was about midway through quarter number two. But right now, it is 45-40, and now having a little bit of an extended timeout here as the officials are conferring for one reason or another. And you know when Crazy Train's playing, you know there's going to be some sort of a delay here. There was a foul on Mackenzie White that brought us to the dead ball. To the media timeout, which means that it should be Aberdeen Christian basketball after White River committed their third team foul. And now, let's see how we're going to handle things here. And perhaps they're having some scoreboard issues. Perhaps that's what we're working on. But from our vantage point high atop here at the Barnett Center, it's hard for us to cipher what is going on. But now I think we're ready. As it will be Aberdeen Christian basketball. 2:58 remains in the third quarter as the Knights will inbound. And here is Malik Weaker. Down low and a whistle and another foul called on Mackenzie White. And his job is to slow down Malik Weaker, who has scored 12 points in this ballgame. And he picks up his fourth personal foul. And for White River, It is their fourth team foul of this second half. As Aberdeen Christian will work down low, the turnaround in the lane is up good, and that is Ethan Russell. Russell with 13 points for Aberdeen Christian tonight at 45-42. White River's lead is 3 with 2:40 remaining in the period. Pass to Seiler, left side, or right side, as he has it in the corner. Now up to the wing, he'll look for that one-on-one matchup, but good help defense comes. Mackenzie White will drive, puts up a nice shot, but he traveled. That will be the 8th turnover of the ball game for White River. Aberdeen Christian staying tough here. When they played last year, or earlier this year, January 21st, Aberdeen Christian, who shot the ball extremely well that night, came away with an 87-68 victory over the Tigers. White River trying to answer that here in this third, or in this third place game, and now Aberdeen Christian with a dangerous cross-court pass over everybody's head and out of bounds. Evasine Wright will check in. Mackenzie Wyke will check out of the ball game. White River leading by 3 at 45-42. Checking out will be Ellis Russell. He was in for just a moment as Jackson Isaacson checks back into the ball game. And White River will slowly bring the basketball across half court. This is Nick Marshall with the dribble as he works the other way. Wright on the left side. Back to the top of the key, Folkers. Now Marshall, as they go to Seiler, run him off a screen, get him open for 3. The shot is up, no good. Rebound to White River. And then they pass it out front. And they're going to call an over and back. Joe Seiler had went back defensively. White River back tapped the rebound, got the offensive rebound, and sent it back to Seiler. They're going to call the over and back, which is a turnover for White River. It was an official that was a long ways away that made the call. Seiler went to the near official and pleaded his case. The official said he didn't see it. And we play on. It is the 9th turnover of the ball game for White River. And again, Aberdeen Christian with an opportunity to draw closer. They trail 45-42. And out front, a whistle and a block, a foul called on Nick Marshall. Marshall's second personal foul. As Connor Furman checks in. Boy, it's a luxury for head coach Matt Robach of Aberdeen Christian to bring somebody off the bench at 6'5", and the sophomore Connor Furman is back in the ballgame. The Knights will put it in play. 90 seconds remain in the third quarter. It's 45-42 White River. Andrew Brennan with the dribble out front, they go high post. Caden Clark down low, shot at block. They're going to call a foul. Gavin Folkers with his second personal foul. That's team foul number 6 for White River. Aberdeen Christian has committed just 1 foul so far in this second half. A pair of free throws for Ethan Russell. But Aberdeen Christian will be in the bonus for the remainder of this contest. 3 of 3 from the free throw line as Russell is. Now we get ready for the second free throw attempt. TJ Barrett apparently with a blood issue as he has to check out of the ball game. And White River is going to have to send somebody back into the ball game. They'll give him a little bit of time to try to get things cleaned up and straightened up. White River may have to use a timeout here to make sure that they can reinsert Barrett into the contest. But there's the horn, and now we'll see what White River has to do. And they now they're talking to the official. Barrett is taped up and ready to go, and now discussing with the officials about what we trying to keep the game going. And now Eldon is going to take a timeout. The smile on his face tells me that it was not as intense a conversation as we thought it would be. And now White River is going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's take it with them with a minute 20 remaining in the third quarter. It's 45-43 White River, and we're back at 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We will finish up at the free throw line at the Aberdeen Christian Inn. The 6'7 senior Ethan Russell, 3 of 3 from the stripe. The second free throw attempt is up, no good. And now we are going to have an official stoppage of play. And now White River has five players on the floor, so they're good there. They shot two. First one was good. Second one was no good. Now the officials are going to have to confer, and should be White River basketball because they clearly had gotten the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. They'll give it to Aberdeen Christian. So they shot the first free throw, then stopped play when Barrett left the ball game and went to the bench. The officials lost track of what was going on. And now Aberdeen Christian in the alternating possession will have the basketball. They'll go inside. Shot is up and good, and we're tied. Ethan Russell scores it to tie things at 45. Minute 10 remains in the quarter, and Eldon Marshall still working this officiating crew, who all in all have done a pretty good job, but they honestly missed one there. As the Tigers work with it, this is Marshall trying to get it to Seidler. Ball is knocked away and stolen. That is 10 turnovers on White River. Aberdeen Christian will go for their first lead of the ball game. They go to the corner, lob inside. This is Russell dealing. He'll send it back. Caden Clark on the wing. Down low, Russell to the rim. Shot is no good. White River will come away with the rebound, and here's Nick Marshall. Marshall on the move. Nick will drive and then bring it back out, and White River will probably hold for the final shot of the quarter here, as there's just about a second difference between the shot clock and game clock, as Marshall pounds the basketball at center circle, and the defense allows him to do just that. Seiler, looking to get free, will get the basketball from Nick now. As Seiler will drive, loses it, fakes, fires, scores. My goodness. 47-45 White River. Seiler with 29 points, 9 of them here in the third quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth quarter next after a 60-second break. KPLO.
Good Luck White River Tigers from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pier.
Score of the Class A third place game. Hamlin leading Elk Point Jefferson 38-28. We've got us a track meet here. It's 47-45 White River. As we start the fourth quarter, Seiler from 17. Shot is no good. And the rebound out of bounds to Aberdeen Christian. Into the ballgame for the first time, 6'4 junior Joey Johnson for the Aberdeen Christian Knights. Evesteen right back out there as well for White River. And Mackenzie Wyke with four personal fouls. Here's Aberdeen Christian. They dump it down low to Johnson on the block. He'll try to operate. Works it back to the wing, Andrew Brennan. Brennan trying to get free, but Baird is there defensively, and Brennan has to work it back to the top. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Malik Weaker. He'll pull up for three. That shot is no good. Offensive rebound. No, White River will tip it and then control it as they head the other way. Marshall on the move in a hurry. Marshall to the rim. Layup good. Big bucket there for Nick Marshall to push the lead to four. 49-45, a minute into this fourth quarter. Jackson Isaacson. High post it comes. This is Johnson down the lane. Shot no good. Rebound White River, and then a foul's going to be called. And Johnson picks up his first personal foul. And White River, not long ago, had seen this game get tied up. White River has still not given up the lead as of yet. They push it to a two-possession game now at 49-45 as Nick Marshall brings it across the time stripe. Marshall will go high post to Fulkers. Gavin will give it off to Seiler. Joe is in the lane, tries to go down low. It gets tipped. He gets it back. He puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul called. And Joe Seiler will again go to the free throw line. Malik Weaker with his first personal foul, or his second personal foul, pardon me. And Joe Seiler at the free throw line. 29 points for the 6'4 senior playing his final high school basketball game. Perfect from the free throw line at 6 of 6 until now when he misses the first of two. Mackenzie Wyke will check in for White River. Caden Clark will check back into the ball game for Aberdeen Christian. 49-45 White River. 6:34 remains fourth quarter. Here is the second free throw by Seiler. That one will rim it out, no good. And Aberdeen Christian will come away with it. 6.5 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. As Andrew Brennan crosses half court as he works against Nick Marshall. Caden Clark high post. He'll back it out to the wing. Now Weaker with it. Malik trying to operate. Back down it comes and to the top, Ethan Russell. He'll try to work into the lane. Ball is knocked free and it's stolen. It's Marshall with the ball as he goes up the floor. Strong to the rim. The shot is good. That basket will count and a foul is called. Team foul will be on Malik Weaker. Picks up his third personal foul. It is the fourth team foul for Aberdeen Christian. White River over the foul limit, keep in mind. And Aberdeen Christian will shoot free throws the rest of the way. This and one by Marshall is up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Knights, who need to make something happen here. You can't get too far behind, even though there's a lot of time left in this game. Jackson Isaacson goes to the baseline. He is bumped and a foul called. This will be a one-and-one situation. The foul must be on T.J. Barrett. The official signaled the number two. Now we got to get the foul straightened out. And it is on Barrett, and that will be his third personal foul. And this is a one-on-one situation for Jackson Isaacson. Aberdeen Christian, 3 of 4 from the line here in this second half. And now there is some confusion there. They are going to change the foul. Uh, The free throw, the 1-1, is up and good. But Jackson Isaacson, there's been a little confusion here as we've went through this second half. The second free throw by Isaacson rims in and out, no good, and White River will come away with the basketball, leading 51-46. 5:50 remains in the fourth quarter. Marshall across half court and leaves it off to Mackenzie White. Now Joe Seiler. He'll draw double coverage again as Seiler looks for a place to go. Dribbles out front, passes it down low to White. Mackenzie, he runs into the trees at 5'9", going up against 6'7", and now he loses the basketball out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for White River. As the Tigers commit their 11th turnover of the ball game, and here's Aberdeen Christian the other way, and a timeout taken. This will be a full timeout taken by Aberdeen Christian with 5:27 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. It is 51-46 White River. And we will pause for 60 seconds on KPMO.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2023 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. The inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, planters, they can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, power and precision to grow.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
5 minutes remain in the third place game of the A tournament, 40-37. Hamlin leading Elk Point Jefferson here. It's a good one, 51-46. White River leading Aberdeen Christian. We work our way to the five-minute mark as well. Aberdeen Christian just used their first timeout of the ballgame. The media timeout will come here momentarily. A three by Andrew Brennan is no good. And White River will come away with the rebound. 5 minutes remain here in the fourth quarter as Joe Seiler works with the basketball out front. He'll wait for a TJ Barrett screen. Now Seiler will drive. Waits for Nick Marshall, hands him the basketball. Marshall will try to get to the rim. He'll try an off-balance jumper that's no good, and a foul called on the Knights. The foul on Ethan Russell will be his second personal foul, and a media timeout comes. Media timeout comes with 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. White River 51, Aberdeen 46, Aberdeen Christian 46. And we'll pause for 60 seconds on KPMO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actagra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actagra cooperative today as White River goes to the free throw line. This will be Nick Marshall, who will shoot a pair of free throws. A 14-point night for the 6'1 junior. And big free throws as we go down the stretch here in this fourth quarter. And the free throw is off the back iron, and it is no good. It remains 51-46. The Tigers led by as many as 10 in the second quarter. We were tied in the third for a possession, but since then, White River has worked with the lead. Second free throw is up good. 52-46, White River. Kenzie Wyke back in the ballgame, playing with those four personal fouls. His job is to slow down point guard Andrew Brennan at the moment as they go high post. It is Jackson Isaacson around the perimeter. Malik Weaker as they swing it back, and a three is up and no good. Rebound is loose. It's out of bounds, and it belongs to Aberdeen Christian. There were three different players, two from White River, that had the opportunity to clear it and grab it, but none of them did. And Aberdeen Christian will get a second chance here as they go to the left corner, and a three is taken. It's up, no good. Follow-up is good. Putting it up and in there, Ethan Russell. Russell with 18 points. 52-48, the White River lead is four. As Seiler crosses half court, we are halfway home here on this fourth quarter. It is Marshall with the dribble. Folkers on the left side of the key. Back now it comes to Marshall with 15 on the shot clock. Nick will try to operate. Gives it off to Seiler once again. Seiler waiting for an opportunity with 9 on the shot clock. Loses the dribble. There's a big pileup, but it turns out to be a White River turnover. And Malik Weaker will go to the length of the floor and score the two. It's 52-50. Back to a two-point ball game as White River is holding on here with 3:20 remaining. Marshall across half court. He'll cross over his man. He'll drive. He'll fire. Shot is no good. Seiler with the offensive rebound. He'll work in the lane. Fake and fire and score. Joe Seiler will score the two and a timeout taken by White River. This will be a 30-second timeout with 3:09 remaining. It is White River 54 and Aberdeen Christian 50. And again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. 3:09 remains in the third place game of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament. 54-50. White River hanging on. Both team, well, White River uses a timeout here. They have two or three remaining. Aberdeen Christian has four. As inside, a whistle and a foul is called, and it is going to be on Joe Seiler, and that will be his second personal foul. Ethan Russell back to the free throw line. 3 of 4 in this second half. 7 first half points. He scored 11. Making 12 now in the second half as that free throw is up and good. 54-51 now. As Ethan Russell attempts the second free throw, and that one is up good. 54-52. As White River will slowly work the basketball across half court as Nick Marshall handles the point guard duty. Hangs it off, or hands it off to Mackenzie Wick, or White. Now Joe Seiler with it. Seiler again double covered. He'll fake, he'll fire, and a shot is no good. Tip up won't go. And Aberdeen Christian comes away with a rebound with a bad pass. And in the backcourt, we're going to have a whistle and a foul. It is going to go on Aberdeen Christian, I believe. It will be on Jackson Isaacson. It will be his second personal foul, team foul number 6. So White River is in the bonus the rest of the way. The Tigers have the basketball, and that's an Aberdeen Christian turnover, which is their 9th of this ballgame. High post, it comes to Folkers. Down low, Joe Seiler. He'll score the two, and the lead back to 4 once again at 56-52. 2 minutes remain here in the fourth quarter. Here's Malik Weaker driving. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Knights, and then a timeout taken by Matt Rohrbach as his man, Caden Clark, was trapped along the baseline. and a full timeout taken by the Aberdeen Christian Knights. 56-52 with 2 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. White River leads by four, and we will pause here for 30 seconds on KPMO.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in South Dakota. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For full coverage of the high school boys basketball championships and for updated brackets, scores, and photos, visit svpb.org/basketball. All of the games will be broadcast live as well on television. Class AA on SVPB 1 TV, Class A on SVPB 3 TV, and the Class B tournament on SVPB 2 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDHoops23. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. The possession arrow points towards Aberdeen Christian. The Knights will inbound the basketball baseline right as they will put the ball in play. Here is Malik Weaker working against Mackenzie White. Weaker will try to drive, but good position defense there. Back out front, Caden Clark. Inside, the turnaround up and good by Ethan Russell. And Ethan Russell has had a big second half, 56-54. A minute 40 remains here in this fourth quarter. Dylan Marshall across half court. Marshall will drive, gets tripped up, and a foul called. And free throws are upcoming for White River. It will be on Jackson Isaacson. We'll wait for the official call as they want to do a little wipe up in the paint. Clean up things here a little bit. And we are going to have another timeout taken by Aberdeen Christian. This will be a 30-second timeout with a minute 33 remaining, 56-54 White River. And we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
We invite you to stay with us during the post game. We will have the play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo, our player of the game from CHS River Plains. We'll do that in the post game report. 1-1 for White River. Nick Marshall with the free throw that's no good, but the Tigers corral the rebound and they'll back it back out front, nursing a 2-point lead at 56-54. Nick Marshall will work with the basketball out in front. Nobody within 15 feet of him at the moment. Now 10, now 5, and Marshall will give the basketball up. Marshall trying to create, drives, passes off, loses the basketball. It's turned over. And here is Malik Weaker the other way. A 2 to tie to 3 would give Aberdeen Christian their first lead, and another timeout is taken by the Knights. A minute 2 remains here in the fourth quarter. 56-54 White River. And again, we'll pause. This is a 30-second break on KPLO.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thought that both teams were set for timeouts coming down the home stretch here, but Aberdeen Christian has used three in the last about 40 seconds of basketball. They're down to one timeout remaining. White River has three. I believe they have two fulls and a 30 left to use as Aberdeen Christian. I think they realize this is their possession here. With a minute two remaining, they trail by two at 56-54. Weaker on the move, bottled up. He'll send it back to the top of the key, Andrew Brennan. 20 on the shot clock as Brennan will try to attack. Nowhere to go. Here's Jackson Isaacs in the rim. Shot is short, but a foul called. And probably not a bad foul there for White River as the personal here. Gavin Folker picks up his fourth personal foul. And Jackson Isaacson shooting two, and the first one is up good. And we're going to have a timeout taken by White River. 48 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. It's 56-55 White River, and this is a full timeout. We'll break for 60 seconds on KPLO.
Good Luck White River Tigers from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go Tigers! Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
White River has two timeouts remaining now. 56-55, White River leading. The possession arrow pointing the way now of Aberdeen Christian. I think it was that way before. Jackson Isaacson finishing up here at the stripe, and the free throw is up good. We are tied at 56. Ball in the hands of Joe Seiler as the senior brings it across the half-court stripe. He will work against Andrew Brennan. Seiler will cross over. And they'll work the clock down here just a little bit. And Seiler, again, will see double coverage, and he'll attack now. Seiler will drive. Seiler will get to the rim. He'll fake. He'll fire. He scores! Joe Seiler with a bunch to make it 58-56, and here comes Aberdeen Christian. It is Malik Weaker at the top. Weaker working against Mackenzie White. Three ball, Marty! And a timeout taken, White River. My goodness. Malik Weaker hits his second three of the half to make it 59-58. 3 seconds remain. And a timeout, White River. And we'll keep it right here. White River is led by as many as 10 points in the first half. Aberdeen Christian tied the ball game at one point in the third quarter, but could not get closer and could not take the lead, even though they had the opportunity to, as they had the basketball. I think they're going to try to add a little bit of time to the clock, and they will. 4.8 seconds remain. But White River will have to come the length of the floor to do that. Both teams are over the foul limit, so the foul situation will not, fouling will not work. Both teams have done a good job from the free throw line. White River has missed just two free throws. They are 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the contest. Joe Seiler has scored 35 points for White River. And we'll see what Aberdeen Christian does here defensively. It will be Gavin Folkers who will inbound. Nick Marshall, Joe Seiler will work up front, and another timeout taken by Aberdeen Christian. You cannot take them with you, so why not? They'll burn a 30-second timeout here. I think that's all they have left, and they'll take it with them, or they'll take that timeout here. 4.8 seconds remain. Again, we'll wrap up this third place ball game. which has been a good one. And a good prelim for the game that is upcoming between DeSmet and Lower Brule. The second year in a row that Lower Brule and DeSmet have played for the State B Championship. And it's also the third, or the opportunity for the third state champion in a row, championship in a row, for the DeSmet Bulldogs. And again, we'll line up and get set to do it again. Aberdeen Christian did not have pressure on the inbounder, which was Gavin Fulkers. We'll see if they change that. And they will, as they put Malik Weaker there to guard the inbound. And now White River is going to use a timeout. Both coaches will head home with an empty pocket. But that is what this is all about. 59-58, Aberdeen Christian. Both teams are out of timeouts. And this basically is just going to be, now I don't think overtime, but there's a foul somewhere. I don't think you enter overtime into the equation. It is just a one-point ball game. There is a very large contingent of the Smet fans that are waiting to try to get a spot somewhere on one of the ends. That could be a lot of student body as they set up in the ends here at the Barnett Center. But this crowd that has already been considered pretty big in my mind is going to get bigger here in just a few moments. And here we go as Fulkers will get set to inbound. And now, well, there's no timeouts, so I don't know exactly what we're going to do here. Now it will come in, and it will go to Seiler. Seiler with the crossover, with two, with one. Shot is up. Foul called. And that's a play, I think, if you're Aberdeen Christian. I mean, you've got to defend. You've got to make the play. Seiler had gotten through a double team, and he got away from the defense. Somebody had to come over and help. And I don't know if fouling is the craziest thing. That wasn't necessarily the craziest thing. With 0.5 of a second remaining, this will be a 1-1 for Joe Seiler, who missed his last two from the free throw line. Joey Johnson back in the ballgame for Aberdeen Christian. And his job is to make sure that nobody from White River gets a chance to tap it back. This is a 1-1. Keep that in mind. Seiler, free throw. Good. Remember the scenario where I said, there can't be overtime. Well, misses this free throw. Extra free basketball for everybody. Aberdeen Christian cannot stop the clock. They cannot use a timeout. For the win, no. And we're going to overtime. ...59-59... Aberdeen Christian and White River will play extra free basketball here for third place from the State B. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Overtime in 1 minute on KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
They jump center to start the overtime period. It is controlled by White River. Both teams with a timeout. We are tied at 59, and here is Joe Seiler. On the move, he gets into the lane. Has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Mackenzie Wyke around the perimeter. Now to Marshall. Deep left corner. He'll work it back. Here's Seiler and a hold and a foul called. Malik Weaker. Weaker with his fourth personal foul. Team foul number, well, both teams with nine team fouls. So the last 1-1 of the ball game for Nick Marshall, who is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And that will be the, they say it's the fifth personal foul on Malik Weaker. But they're having a conversation. Weaker is at the scorer, pleading with the scorer, and it will be his fifth personal foul, and he'll foul out of the contest. From our vantage point, where we sit high atop here at the Barnett Center, we cannot see those scoreboards across the way that have the fouls. We try to keep track of them here ourselves, and we honestly had Weaker for four personal fouls as well. 1-1 here for Nick Marshall, who is 1 of 3 from the free throw line in the second half. He has scored 15 points, and the free throw is good. 60-59, White River, 3:35 remains in the overtime period. And here is the second free throw, and it is good. 61-59, White River by 2. Aberdeen Christian led once at 59-58. Joe Seiler hit 1 of 2 free throws that could have given White River the win in regulation. So we play here in the overtime period as we were tied at 59. Andrew Brennan out front as he'll cross over on Mackenzie White. Nice shovel pass down low. It's Joe Johnson to the rim, and Joey puts it up and in. 61-61. 3 minutes remain in the overtime period. Marshall trying to get it to Seiler. Eventually gets it there. Now Joe will work off front and off a screen. We're going to have an illegal screen called on White River. TJ Barrett with his fourth personal foul. Turnover for White River is their 14th of the ball game by my statistics. And now Aberdeen Christian with an opportunity to get the lead here for the first time in the overtime period. Tied at 61, Brennan with the dribble across half court. High post, Caden Clark. Johnson out high as they go down low. Ball is knocked free. It's knocked loose. It's out of bounds. It will remain with Aberdeen Christian. Evasine Wright will check in. TJ Barrett will check out. 61-61 is our score. As the Knights of Aberdeen Christian will inbound it, baseline right. 20 on the shot clock. As the ball was just knocked out of bounds by the Tiger defense. And the inbounds comes in. Johnson tries to go across the lane. A dangerous pass. He got it there in a circus reverse. It's up and good by Jackson Isaacson. How did he do that? 63-61 Aberdeen Christian. 2:20 remains in the overtime period. Marshall out front. Waits for a screen as they work it back around the perimeter. Marshall, now Seiler. Gavin Folkers checked out when Evasine Wright checked in. TJ Baird is still out there with those four personals. Here is Seiler driving. Pull up, jumper good. Joe Seiler with a bunch. 63-63. A minute 50 remains in this first overtime period. Joey Johnson, high post. He'll try to work down the lane, but good position. Defense, a three from deep. It rims in and out. No good. That from the hands of Jackson Isaacson. And White River will get the rebound, and they'll head the other way with a minute 34 remaining in the overtime period. Seiler working out front against Andrew Brennan. Seiler will cross over. He'll drive. He'll fire. Shot is no good. Rebound Isaacson. Jackson with the breakaway. Shot is good. Jackson Isaacson scores the two at 65-63, Aberdeen Christian. And here is White River up the floor in a hurry. Marshall, White, back to Marshall. A minute 5 remains Seiler calls for the ball, wants the lob. He fakes, he fires, shot is blocked, but a foul call. Caden Clark with the personal. That will be his second personal foul. And Joe Seiler is at the free throw line. He scored 38 tonight. And this will be a two-shot situation to try to tie the ball game once again. Free throw is up and it's offline and no good. Seiler went 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, but now just 1 of 3 from the line for the 6'4 senior. Second free throw is up and it is good. And checking in is Tegan Bauman. He'll check in and TJ Barrett will check out. 65-64, Aberdeen Christian leading. Exactly 1 minute remains in the overtime as White River sets up full court pressure and they force the turnover. And quickly, White River sends Gavin Fulkers and TJ Barrett back in the ballgame. Turnover for Aberdeen Christian, by my statistics, just their fourth turnover of the second half. As the lob comes in to Seiler, the turnaround is up, no good. Rebound, Aberdeen Christian. 65-64, Aberdeen Christian leading. 50 seconds remain in the ballgame. And the Knights almost lose the basketball. Isaacson out front, and he's held and a foul called. Nick Marshall with his third. Both teams are in the double bonus and a pair of free throws upcoming here for Jackson Isaacson, who is 3 of 4 from the free throw line and has scored 9 points in this second half. Big free throws here for the 6'3 senior. The free throw is good. 66-64. For Aberdeen Christian, that two-point advantage equals their biggest lead. Second free throw is up. It rolls around and falls through. A three-point lead is their largest lead of the ballgame. Here is Seiler on the move. Seiler in the corner. Kicks it back up top. Fulkers, right, Marshall. 30 seconds remain. Back to Seiler for the tie. The three is in and out. No good. Right with the rebound, and then he is fouled. By Jackson Isaacson. And by my book, that is his fifth personal foul. And now the official score says that he has 4 personal fouls. And Everstein Wright with a couple big free throws here for White River. The first is offline and no good. Tegan Bauman, Mackenzie White will check back into the ballgame as we go defense for offense. And White River will look to make a free throw here to make it a two-point ballgame and then hope their defense can force something. Free throw is good by Wright. His first points tonight. And Aberdeen Christian will put it in play and a foul in the backcourt committed by Mackenzie White. And that should be his fifth personal foul by my book. And they say that's his fourth personal foul. And again, we apologize for they have, again, obstruct our view, but we try to keep track the best we can. But there have been some issues. There were some instances in the third quarter where there was some confusion as who the fouls were on as Jackson Isaacson shooting 2 puts the first one up and good. Make it 68-65. This is a big free throw here that could make it a two-possession ball game. And Aberdeen Christian backing away from the free throw lane. They want nothing to do. Was trying to get an offensive rebound here. This could be big as the free throw by Isaacson is up and good. 69-65 with 22 seconds remaining. White River runs the offense. Seiler, pull up for 3. It is no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it belongs to Aberdeen Christian, and that should just about do it. And a good job by the Aberdeen Christian Knights, who were down by 10 in the second quarter, but just continued to hang around. And this White River Ball Club that plays about seven for the most part, they've played a lot of minutes of basketball and just have not been able to get shots to go down. As the ball goes out of bounds, it is lost, and it is Aberdeen Christian ball. As again, Aberdeen Christian leads by four at 69-65, and the Knights will take a timeout. They have a timeout to use in the overtime period. They'll use it here. It is a full timeout with 9 seconds remaining in the overtime period. 69-65 Aberdeen Christian. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in South Dakota needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. And, of course, in the final day of the state basketball tournaments, the medal presentations for both the third and fourth place teams will come as soon as this game is completed. So we'll have a little bit of a break between this game and the championship game. That third place game of the A tournament won by Hamlin. They defeat Elk Point Jefferson 53-40. Aberdeen Christian gets the ball in play, and Malik Weaker, or Jackson Isaacson rather, fouled quickly by Nick Marshall, who picks up his fourth personal foul. And Aberdeen Christian looks to be the team that's going to survive here. Picking up victory number 23 on the season. They came in, everybody kind of thought they might be the team to beat, but even though they have some size, they did not have the size to match up to the 6'10 Damon Wilkinson. The 6'10 senior did business last night for the DeSmet Bulldogs. A very balanced attack as DeSmet comes in as the 3 seed. Isaacson hits the second free throw. And here comes White River. Seiler, his last shot as a high school player. The 3 is up. No good. Marshall with a 3 at the buzzer. That's no good. And there's your ball game. In overtime, Aberdeen Christian defeats White River 70-65. White River will finish their season 20-6. And with fourth place here at the State B. White River scores 6 in the overtime. Aberdeen Christian scores 11. And again, the Knights, who finish in third place from the State B, pick up victory number 23 on the season. They'll finish 23-3 as they finish third place here at the State B. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post-game report is next. We'll pause for 3 minutes. This is coverage of the State B Boys Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pier.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2023 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. The inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, planters, they can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The third place game of the State B, well, it was a good one. It came down to overtime, 70-65. Aberdeen Christian with a double-digit 11-point overtime period outlast White River, a team that perhaps ran out of gas just a little bit as we got late in this ballgame. White River did not lead, or Aberdeen Christian, I should say, did not lead until the final minute of this ballgame, where they had the lead at 59-57. White River and Joe Seiler went to the free throw line. Seiler had a big night, but could only hit one of two free throws, which tied the game at 59 and sent us to the overtime period where Aberdeen Christian was able to get the lead and then knock free throws home down the stretch to come away with the victory here. 23-3 for the Aberdeen Christian Knights. They finish in third place in the State B. White River 20-6 with the loss here. They finish in the fourth position. They take home the fourth place trophy of the State B boys basketball tournament. And it was a darn good ball game here to get this final night of the basketball season underway from the State B. Let's look at individual scoring for Aberdeen Christian. Well, first, let's do this. Let's look at the official statistics. As close as the game was, the statistics were close as well. White River, 24-49 from the field. They shoot 49%. Aberdeen Christian, 24-50 from the field. They shoot 48%. Rebounding-wise, it was a 29-26 advantage for Aberdeen Christian after White River had the rebounding advantage at the halftime break. Both teams with 14 turnovers, but again, just came down to little things and just the play here or two, and that's what made the difference in the ballgame as we look at individual scoring for Aberdeen Christian. 22 points for Ethan Russell. He leads the scoring attack for Aberdeen Christian. Jackson Isaacson with 19, Malik Weaker with 17. 6 for Andrew Brennan. And Caden Clark with 2 points in the ballgame. off the bench. Ellis Russell with two. Joey Johnson with 2 points as well for Aberdeen Christian, and they scored 70 in the ballgame. All five starters, Brennan, Weaker, Isaacson, Clark, and Russell, seniors, and will be lost to graduation for Aberdeen Christian, but they have put together a very good run over the past few years. They went to the free throw line 18 times. They were 13 of 18 from the free throw line, and again, officially with 14 turnovers in the contest. For White River, they were led by Joe Seiler, the 6'4 senior, playing his final high school basketball game, 39 points tonight. Nick Marshall with 17, 5 for T.J. Baird, 3 for Gavin Folkers, and 1 for Evastine Wright, and a total of 65 for White River. Tigers go to the free throw line 20 times. They were 13 of 20 from the free throw line. They also had 14 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Again, Aberdeen Christian did not lead until the final seconds. I think with about 40 seconds remaining in the ballgame, Aberdeen Christian got their first lead of the contest. White River led 19 to 11 at the end of the opening quarter. They were able to push it to a 10-point advantage before Aberdeen Christian went on a little bit of a run. It was 31-25 at the end of the first half. Aberdeen Christian was able to draw closer, trailing by two at 47-45. Still advantage White River as we closed out the third period, but Aberdeen Christian was able to tie, had the lead, 59-58 over White River. Joe Seiler was fouled, went to the free throw line, only hit one of two to tie the game at 59. That brought us to the overtime period where Aberdeen Christian outscored White River 11-6. In that extra frame of basketball and come away with the victory here. It's time for our big play of the game. Well, it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. Well, it had to be what happened in the overtime period after White River tied it at 59 in the final seconds of regulation. It was Aberdeen Christian that came out and scored 11 to White River 6. And again, there the defense of Aberdeen Christian who, tried to slow down Joe Seiler, but they finally just, made it tough for him all the way through. And Seiler perhaps a little bit wore down in that overtime period. And still scored 39. And that caps off a very, very good high school career. Seiler with 39 tonight, 28 last night, 24 in the win over Faith on Thursday afternoon. That's a lot of points in a state tournament. And again, Aberdeen Christian with that 11-point overtime period gives us our big play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo. Finally, it is time for our player of the game announcement. And our player of the game is brought to you by CHS River Plains.
As you're getting ready to stack the deck for the season, do you have the ace in the hole card? What's the ace in the hole card, you ask? Tribar from CHS River Plains. Tribar is the first of its kind ortho-ortho-EDD-HA chelate, the first fertilizer additive specifically designed for broadcast phosphorus application. Tribar from CHS safeguards your costly fertilizer investment, prevents phosphorus tie-up, and amplifies nutrient availability to maximize your crop yields. Contact your CHS River Plains agronomist about Tribar today.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. The Aberdeen Christian side with three double-figure scorers. Ethan Russell's 22, Jackson Isaacson's 19, and Malik Weaker's 17 points. And we'll take care of the home team with our player of the game announcement here in this contest. We've already chronicled the heroics of Evastine Wright in that first game against Faith as he hit some big shots off the bench. Joe Seiler with 28 points in the loss to Lower Brule yesterday. He got a player of the game shirt. Let's go with Nick Marshall in this ball game, the 6'1 junior with 17 points, 11 of them coming in the second half. And that is player of the game worthy as he is our player of the game brought to you by CHS River Plains The playoff game was brought to you by KPMO. It's advertisers in the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you that buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You have somewhere to be.